Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boost every single day. AJ and Rudo coming to you for the postgame as the Avs lose to the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 in an extremely frustrating fashion, both in the Avs' shortcomings themselves and in the world of the hockey gods, where nothing went the Avs' way tonight, it felt like, for far too much of the game. And the Avs just were that much off. This game is a few millimeters from looking very, very different, but didn't go the Avs' way tonight, that's for sure. I guess it's me for the 60-second rundown, so let's do this.
3, 2, 1.
Avs started this game perfectly. Literally could not ask for a better start than the first 25 seconds of this hockey game for Colorado. Go up 1-0 off of Nathan MacKinnon. And then they really played decently in the first period, if not good. I know the metrics are middling. Avs couldn't find a way to find another goal off a couple opportunities. Vegas gets one off of just some complete nonsense from the Avs, where they hit a post and Vegas comes down and gets a ridiculous tip play. The second period, by far the Avs' worst of the game, and they still couldn't catch a bounce. One arguably soft goal for Vegas and one another ridiculous tip play, almost identical to the first. Avs do get one back eventually in the third. Even that takes some actual madness for a puck to go across the goal line for Colorado, and they can't find the third one to tie it up late, so they fall 3-2. Don't even need the last 3 seconds. Give those to the hockey gods as a sacrifice. And again,
can you close chat?
Yeah, AJ needs a not chat for sure tonight.
Thank you.
Look, both things are true.
I still want to fight with people tonight.
Both things are true. There was an absurd amount of bad bounces for Colorado tonight, and they didn't play well enough. Both those things are true. And I think what makes it more frustrating is because the Avs got the start they wanted. They came out, you get exactly what you want from Nathan MacKinnon. The first 10 minutes, they play very well. You're thinking, great. The Avs didn't start slow tonight.
Yeah, the goal is great, and then they get that first power play, which would be the first of two.
Looked great, for the record.
But the first, I mean, that first power play is humming. It's creating chances.
Multiple quality
chances. Even the second unit was really, like, was dangerous. You're talking, I mean, good scoring chances on that first power play. They get the delay game, the second power play in a row.
And that one
totally flips the script.
Garbage tier power play.
Brutally bad power play. And then the Avs play, like, fine. It's not good. It's not bad. It's pretty even the rest of the first period. And then they get a nice break. Mark Stone runs into his own defenseman, and it helps create a 2-on-1 with
Vegas
MacKinnon and Rantanen.
Ultimately gets rewarded for playing bad.
Yeah, and they go from, you know, they go from gong show to watching the Avs hit the post, hit like the inside of the post,
yep,
on a 2-on-1 with Rantanen on the one timer, and they immediately run down the ice and they get a reload at the high in their zone. Yep. They throw a puck at the net and they just get a tip that goes in.
Yep.
It's just, I mean, that's just like good, simple, like The Avs don't do anything wrong except not score the goal, but defensively there, the Avs don't do anything wrong.
It's just an insane tip play where the bounce goes Vegas' way.
It's a good tip, man. It's a good tip. You're not mad at a goalie. I'm not mad at a defenseman. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not looking at that and saying anything other than that's good hockey from Vegas.
I mean, and that side of it was good hockey, and, sure.
Yeah, that side of it is. But, I mean, when you don't take advantage, their guys run into each other and fall down, and you get a free two-on-one. And you don't score on that play.
Yeah, you gotta execute.
You did that to yourself.
Sure.
And you hit the inside of that post. That's not anything that is you had control of that moment and you blew that.
I agree. And both things can be true here still.
Yeah. Well, and then on the other side, I don't really look at tip plays as good luck or bad luck. I look at it as
yes and no.
It's a tipped goal and you just kind of live with it. It happens in hockey. What I think is in the bad luck is what happens next.
Sure.
Because the way that the game gets to 1-1 is a gut punch. Yep. You go from you are maybe even as low as a quarter of an inch, half an inch, from being up 2-0.
Yep.
And feeling like, here we go. Like this feels good.
Cruising,
we're playing good hockey. We're getting rewarded. Our top guys are humming. I talked about it in the pregame that that's what they needed. Their top guys to come out, feed off the crowd, score early, and get a 2-0 lead. They were this close to following the exact formula that I had laid out for them. And instead, it's a gut punch the other way.
Yep.
And that sucks, man. Like, it's on Colorado that they don't have the 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
It's a tough pill to swallow that it ends up 1-1.
Yeah.
The other way immediately. And again, you just don't do anything wrong.
Well, and the thing is, like, this careens off the rails in the second period because Vegas comes hard at the Avs in the second period. No doubt. They're dominating possession and outplayed Colorado in the second period.
Yeah.
But Colorado is surviving that until Brad Hunt takes a high stick to the face that goes uncalled.
He gets what should have been a double minor. It should have been 4 minutes on Will Carrier.
Yep.
Carrier's stick comes up, catches him in the mouth. And Hunt loses his stick because he just had a chipped tooth.
Yeah, right.
And so he goes down, and as he's picking up a stick, Nick Waugh just walks in and scores.
Yep.
And that's where, right there, final score is 3-2 tonight, and you had a situation for Colorado where you had a chance to score a goal, make it 2-0. You have a situation for Vegas where they get a free scoring chance in front, and score.
And it goes in,
They score. And if you were drawing it up before the game, you say, oh, would you rather have McKinnon and Rantanen on a free two-on-one like that deep into the zone?
Right.
Or would you rather have Nick Waugh one-on-one against Georgiev? I'm taking Georgiev
over Nick
as a higher chance of making the stop than McKinnon Logan and Thompson
are
in that situation.
Burning Logan Thompson. You give them that play, they score 8, maybe 9 times out of 10 on it, probably.
I mean, certainly I would say 7 out of 10, and two of them, Logan Thompson makes a save, and one of them you hit a post, and this was the one.
There you go.
I totally made those numbers up, but
no, they're factual. Take it as the word of God.
But it was, that's where you look at the difference, is that break, that is not, again, Colorado doesn't do anything wrong there.
Yep.
Maybe you don't want Brad Hunt going to pick up a stick and instead trying to block the shot without the stick.
Broke a tooth. Like.
I could live with that argument, but also like you understand like the process of what's going through his head, where he's like, my stick is right in front of me. I'm just reaching down to pick it up, and oh, in the 2 seconds that it took to do that, the puck came from the corner into the slot onto a guy's stick.
Onto his guy.
Yeah, and it's just a. That's a nightmare for you. And look, the Avs get screwed there.
Yeah.
There's no way other way around. Would you love a save from Georgiev there? Yeah.
Definitely.
You would. You'd love that save. But the Avs got jobbed. Yep. And that sucks.
Yep.
Because it shouldn't have gotten there. The Avs didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
The Avs watched a guy commit a double minor, a 4-minute penalty in front of their own net and don't get a call.
Yep.
And it ends up in the back of their net. And this is the precise thing that we've talked about. The Avs in this current iteration are going to struggle to overcome those things.
They can't. They just can't. Without more firepower, they can't do it.
And the second period just continues on. Like, Vegas just outplays Colorado.
Yeah, I agree.
And then they get a nothing little play in front.
With another perfect tip that ends up in the back of the net.
Nick Waugh again, you know, it's a... It's just a nice tip, man.
I will say on the third goal the Avs give up, the coverage was not great.
You have to make a choice, though.
But right, you made your choice. And again, it's literally almost identical tip to the first one,
yeah.
Where he gets a lot of it. It bounces straight down, kicks off the ice,
yeah,
and into the net.
Yeah, it goes straight down and up off the ice, yeah, to the perfect height to get over to clear the pad.
No goalie in history is ever stopping
like,
that play.
You can practice like, tips all day long, but you're not perfecting that.
Yeah, right.
You're talking two different guys just got with like great tips.
Yep.
That's two different guys with great tips. And
I know you don't put it life. Any luck there. And there is a factor of skill, but I think it's...
Yeah. Well, it's a skill of, like, you can tip the puck.
It's something like 75-25. You can tip it generally in a direction.
Yeah, like, what happens once you've tipped the puck?
Right.
like, you've done your job. Now you're just hoping it goes well.
Yeah. It's just...
You can angle your stick. You can do all these little different things to try and help it along the way. But in the moment, it is entirely I'm putting my stick out there, and we're just going to try it.
And there is, I don't know how much you put on this on the Avs and how much you put on this as tough luck or the Avs are in their head or it just wasn't executing or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a 3-1 game, but you're looking at it. At that point, they'd hit two posts with Mikko's post and Confer's post on
which
the power play in the middle, which
yet,
we just...
Yeah.
Kind of we're getting to, but you add on to that in the first power play of the game, Lecky had a pretty wide open net, just kind of couldn't keep his balance with the contact in front.
Yeah.
Didn't go in. And then later in the game, Lecky had a puck on the back door that he doesn't get enough
stick.
Of. Yeah.
It hits a stick. It's clean. They make no play on it. You just don't finish it.
Yep.
You don't make a good enough play to finish it.
And so it's not.
And
like,
again, like those are things where you're like, You are an inch. You're two inches from making this play.
It's not like the Avs just were playing terribly and weren't executing anything.
Miss me with all this.
Yeah.
The Avs didn't show up. The Avs were
agreed.
Bad tonight.
Hard to agree. The only period they played poorly in was the second.
Yeah. And like, you could see the desperation in the third period led to some high-quality chances for Vegas.
Sure, because the Avs were full sending five dudes up the ice.
Exactly. Like they were, there was a desperation there. There was a sense of urgency that created some scoring chances. And Georgiev was good.
Yep.
I want to say, like, I talked in the pregame, you'd seen too many boomer bust nights from Georgiev.
You got a pretty average
night.
You got
the exact kind of night he needed where he wasn't spectacular and shut everything down, but he wasn't bad by any stretch of the imagination.
Yep.
Two of those goals, you don't say anything to a goaltender about.
Yep.
Because there's nothing
nothing to say.
There's no world in which you are realistically saying, oh, he should have had that.
Oh, hey, Georgiev, can you just see 3 seconds into the future, know where that tip's going to go?
And you look at Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson gets beat by Mikko. He gets beat
he
by
gets
Comfort.
He gets beat five times tonight.
He gets beat by Lekkonen on the back door. Yeah. Those are all goals with slightly better finishes from the Avs. So it's not like they got beat by a goalie having a great night. They had their chances.
They created opportunities and they didn't finish them.
And they came right there. They were right on the doorstep, man. And it's that to me, that's not a luck thing. That's you just didn't capitalize.
I agree for the most part.
Luck stuff is for me is the stuff that's totally out of your control that doesn't go your way. The Brad Hunt sequence entirely. Yeah. When it happens, you're like, that's a game-changing event because you go from a 1-1 game to a 2-1 game.
Well,
or I'm sorry, a 1-0 game it is a 1-1 game to a 2-1 game.
It was a 1-1 to 2-1.
And there's nothing you can do differently where you're like, hey, our coverage was this and this was that and this was
And I agree. And I think that's where this game really started to get frustrating because it was every single little thing.
Yeah.
Makar had multiple pucks just literally teleport over his stick at the blue line.
It's skittering along the ice, and at the last second, it pops up and over and out of the zone,
like,
and you're
what
like,
what do you even do?
You're kidding with this.
Things like that are just, again, if the Avs are fully healthy, I think they probably win this game through those things.
Yeah, and tonight was the night where I don't really want to get into the health because Vegas is also beat up.
For sure.
So instead of this being a clash of the Titans, you had like the 2 11-year-olds in the pool who were beating each other with pool noodles. Like it's just two kids slapping each other with pool noodles. This was not what it's going to be when these
definitely
two teams meet up in the Western Conference
not
Final.
Not close. I and we don't need to talk about health. I just think it reiterates how honestly both of these teams, they just can't survive bad bounces.
Well, and,
right
and
now.
it's where you do see the difference where Vegas gets the little better puck luck. Yep. Now, Colorado gets a break on the second goal. Their second goal is a centering feed, but it goes off of
Petrangelo's
skate, but it doesn't go in. The Avs still finish that play.
The Avs still get to the net, and Mikko pokes it across the line.
And the Avs got lucky there is that Logan Thompson moved his foot.
Yep.
So that we could see that the puck was
otherwise
there.
Otherwise, they call it a
because if that continue if his foot is
no
still
definitive
over it,
evidence. Yeah,
you can't see it, but you can know it in your heart.
Yeah.
And it would have been a 3-1 final instead of a 3-2 final.
And you would have spiked your phone.
So when Riley Smith took that high-sticking penalty and I thought they weren't calling it, I stood up to spike my phone and was just going to be like, I'm out $1,000. I'm buying a new one tomorrow. And instead, they called that penalty and my phone lives.
Yep. So it is what it is. We are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Got a pick of the week.
You can put Jack back for up you. Now.
My pick of the week is angry. Simply this. I can just feel it. The Avs are going to drop a large number on somebody very soon. I don't know if it'll be Vancouver on Thursday. Might not be the game after that, but it's coming. The dam is going to explode for this hockey team. They're too good. They're generating too many quality opportunities.
Yeah.
They're going to drop 6 or 7 on somebody soon. It's coming. I can feel it. So go bet the Avs over on one of their next handful of games. That's my pick of the week. Easy life. Head on over to DraftKings.
Just take all overs and
yeah,
games
there you go.
Happen.
Just hammer overs.
And that way, when it happens, you'll be like,
"See,
I told you."
Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. You can bet $5 on any NHL game for a team to win. If they do, you get $150 really in free bets when you use that code of DNVR. Plenty of great bets to take over at DraftKings. Even if you don't like my picks of the week, you can go with whatever you want. Head on over there. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Also brought to you by the amazing people over at... Sorry, we got new ads. I got to look them up, chat. Breckenridge Brewery. It's fine. It's just the normal ads. The official beer of DNVR. You can get 8 different kinds on tap right now. Here at the bar, or find it at your local liquor store. Someone sent me a shot. They got, they even got it out in Hawaii now. They've expanded beyond the lower 48. So anywhere in the States.
Starting to go to the ocean.
Yeah, out there. It'll be at Midway next. Just wait. Get it anywhere in the U.S., not even continental. Check them out, breckbrew.com. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, I am willing to give the Avs a lot of leeway in this game.
I agree with Avery, by the way. I wish I could go into a 4 to 6 week coma. Not a real one, but like a just I want to fast forward.
I
just want to get to where they're healthy and just because
I hear you, but that is not the take for today.
For me right now, I tell you, I'm so fucking tired of talking about injuries. And that doesn't mean that they're less relevant because I'm over it. I'm so tired of talking about how this one little thing, this is what, if I die and go to hell, it's going to be me watching mediocre hockey.
Hey, look.
It's going to be me standing in line.
I 100% agree with the concept you're coming up with. I'm just saying, let's not make light of comas today.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Well, I'm saying I would prefer to just fast forward.
Agree.
Not, like I said, I don't want to actually be in a coma. I just want to push fast forward to get to where the Avs are healthy, man.
It
fucking sucks, dude. Like, it just sucks.
And the reality.
You would rather have Frankie as your starter for 5 games and then you'd be whining again.
I don't.
This whole Pavel Francouz thing continues to baffle me.
Go look at any statistic and you'll be like, boy, all of Georgiev's are better than Frankie's. I don't know what to tell you on that.
I don't understand the weird, like, Frankie thing that happens literally every single year.
Every year.
Every single season that an Avalanche starting goaltender is, like, going through a stretch
where
he's not exceptional.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's just like
Frankie is certainly that conversation is not the one for tonight. Georgiev was plenty.
It's not the one for any night, man. He's not a starter.
The one that I have to harp on, and the one place that Colorado needed to be better tonight, you got to score a power play goal. You got five opportunities.
Yeah, and five real opportunities.
Yeah, five proper two-minute opportunities.
Not like there's not like a 16 seconds or whatever, you know.
Right.
Oh, this one, 4-on-4 is that?
No, this was five full power plays.
You got five clear-cut opportunities spread out across the game.
You didn't put one in the net. The first one was great.
You got one in the last five minutes of a one-goal game.
The last one was pretty good. The middle three were garbage.
What killed me about the last one is that they almost looked like they were too desperate.
Sure.
To make a play, because you could see Kale
just
was...
just trying to thread needles and
stuff.
He was
trying
like
to do
that.
A little too much, where it was like that sense of urgency was maybe a little...
needed
much.
To be a little more focused.
Yeah. So...
And it's... even this is tough, and I know we don't want to talk about health too much, but you look at the Avs' second unit, and there's just no expectations.
Well,
there.
And that's where I'm not sure why Bednar and Bennett did this perspective of why so much time for the second unit.
Right. Yeah. You should really be doing a minute 30 and 30.
Well,
there,
and like,
if that,
especially because the zone entry is such a big part of what makes the top unit effective.
And
you always lose the goddamn face off. And MacKinnon is so much better at the zone entry than everybody else, not on the Avalanche, in the NHL.
On the planet.
In the NHL, Nathan MacKinnon has been the best zone entry machine.
Yep.
In the NHL. So, having that dude, and I'm just not sure why they were so quick to pull the top unit off. I know that it wasn't necessarily vibing, but... a second unit with Taves,
that
Gerard,
you're just never scoring with that.
Ben Myers, Alex Newhook, and Dennis Malkin is not giving you a better chance.
The last power play of the game when they got on summed it up. You got what you wanted. You got Dennis Malkin walking in on Logan Thompson, and it wasn't even close.
He doesn't make a competitive shot on goal. It's low, and it's in a spot that will never be open
on
an NHL.
It's covered by the
goalie.
Pad if he's standing up. It's covered by the pad if he's in the butterfly. And it's nothing against Mulligan. It's just the Avs don't have the talent for their second unit right now. It's not dangerous. It's as simple as that. So you just needed one from the top unit on the power play.
Yeah.
Tonight. You just needed one.
That's where, well, and again,
it's not like they weren't close.
They hit a post.
They had multiple wide open looks.
And they have Lekkonen on the back door. Those are different power plays. It's two different power play goals that they were an inch from, 2 inches from.
And it's
that's really it. They make the plays. They do all the hard stuff. They make the play, and then they just don't finish it off. And if you want to talk about health, how much more of a chance do you have to score a goal if it's Gabe Landeskog in both of those
significantly
positions?
More?
We are just like, ah, dang.
One of them's Gabe and one of them's Val.
take out JT Culver and put in freaking Evan Rodriguez, who was a last second scratch.
Who's been finishing.
So, and it's not even, it's not even with, like, and Culver's been good, man.
And this is why, it's plays like this why I'm confident the Avs will start to finish more.
Yeah.
Because.
Totally. And this is the, they've had their, like, top-ish power play unit back intact for two games.
Yep.
They haven't practiced. They haven't gotten a chance to spend very much time doing their thing. Like,
as top as it's going to get for another month until Landy gets back. Just like that? Can we just make sighing noises for the rest of the show?
I mean, it's various levels of caveman speak, right?
Like, ugh.
We just grunt at each other and be like, yeah, that's kind of how the game felt. You went from yay to can we clip that? Summing up tonight's game, that's what it felt like. That sucked.
The other side of this is, while they did get some 5-on-5 goals tonight,
yeah,
their 5-on-5 shooting percentage is still
in the tank,
way low.
In the tank, and the positive here for me is that Georgiev was good tonight.
Yep. Georgiev gave them a chance in this hockey game.
Georgiev, like, multiple stops on breakaways. Like, Chandler Stephenson had, like, three chances to end this game and just didn't.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't beat Georgiev. So.
Yeah, everybody keeps this whole Landy full calendar year without playing a regular season game is, like, this weird thing.
The biggest that, technically true.
Like, people have, like, latched on to this. Like, it's, oh, my gosh.
As if the 20-something playoff games didn't count. Of them. Did he, like, miss game one?
No, I don't think so.
Then it wasn't at 22 or something?
It was 16-4, bro.
Oh, man, I'm bad at math.
16-4.
Still. I'm all gonna
get it tattooed on my fucking forehead.
All those games count the same.
16-4. it's funny to me that people have, like, latched onto it because you never know what's gonna, like, take hold, right?
Yep.
So anyway. You need
to be worried about something, man.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Whatever.
You don't think Burakovsky would be able to help? Yeah, those 61 points that are missing from their lineup.
I don't think some guy named Burakovsky with an F would help anybody, but
I mean, what was the kid's name? Slavkovsky that got drafted first?
Slavkovsky.
He hasn't changed things in Montreal yet.
He hasn't done a ton.
Great pick, guys.
I could have told you that.
I'm just kidding. Kay's in the chat. That's the only reason I'm doing
this. I'm sure he's a great player, but I'd have taken Shane Wright.
He's not. He's big goofy guy, though.
He's a big dude, that's for sure.
He seems quite lovable. Lovable would be great, because right now I don't feel like any Avs are lovable. See?
Which Avs are lovable right now? I don't know. JoJo?
It's true. Johansson in his time back up with the Avs. Shutout goalie.
Has not given up a goal in this calendar
Shutout
year.
Shutout goalie.
Confirmed. Elite player, top to bottom. Look. I genuinely am not even that mad at Colorado tonight.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the bad bounces, I'd been like, you know what? Colorado needs to finish better, but you give me that process. Yes, the second period needs to pick it up.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I think that the fancy stats, which is being brought up in the chat right now, got skewed.
Vegas hardcore packed the box because, in the
Vegas,
third period.
Vegas had the several breakaway chances on either total miscues or just flat mistakes. Sure. And it greatly skewed the high danger chance numbers.
Oh, sure, high danger.
And that's also what greatly skewed your expected goals numbers was you have those things, and that's not...
I'm over it. I'm over that take entirely.
For me, it's frustrating to see people use this tonight as like, oh, but go look at the numbers.
Like,
and this, when they lose to LA, it was... The defense was atrociously bad when they gave up one high danger
this
chance.
This game is exactly why you balance the numbers with the eye test. The LA game is exactly why you balance the eye test with the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, you need both. You can't just use one and make up whatever you want to believe.
It's very frustrating to watch that pendulum swing in that direction where it's like, well, this is used to tell the story that I'm trying to tell.
Is what it is. I will take the majority of this game from Colorado. I really will.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the first period. I'll take pretty much the third period.
Yeah. And even there are parts of the second period where I'm like, oh, if you just finish a little bit better.
Honestly, if you just go between the two goals.
Yeah.
The time between the two goals is like, yeah, this is all right,
not,
I guess.
It's not great, but if that's your worst period of the game.
Well,
you're surviving.
You have to remember, like, a lot of the time we're talking, there's another NHL team on the ice.
Oh, totally.
They're going to have a push. They're going to have a... I think we might have gotten too accustomed to the Avalanche just flat out dominating.
Just putting people down.
For the last two regular seasons.
Yeah.
That we forgot that...
Other teams exist.
The league is hard.
Well, and again, I think that's part of what was frustrating in this game is because the Avs survived. It felt like Vegas was starting to run out of steam on that push. It felt like the Avs had survived it And then the Brad Hunt thing
happens. You're talking, does the Vegas push even continue if the Avs have a four-minute power play and that second goal, it's 1-1 and the Avs have 4 minutes of power play time?
Yep.
Does the Vegas push continue? Because I'd be willing to bet not. And maybe that's where the Avs, you know, in the alternate universe where the referee does his fucking job and that gets called, maybe that's where they get the power play goal.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's 2-1 the other direction.
And it's just a completely different hockey game, yeah. It's tough. It's tough when something out of your control affects the game so directly like that.
I don't give a shit about what the East is going to do this year. If Colorado ends up caring about what the East is doing, that means they're in another Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, they did okay at that point.
Ask a Lightning fan how they feel about that. They're sad, but they're sleeping just fine. Ain't no shame in getting back to another Cup final.
True.
Bring any of them on. I would love to have Boston in a Cup final.
That would be fun.
Because they don't have any idea what those teams match up like.
No one actually knows.
Yeah, those two, those two regular season games were completely irrelevant.
On that note, we are brought to you by the people over at FOCO. Go to FOCO.com to get all of your merch. Tonight, it feels like, they got to make like some hockey god merch. One that you can like hide like Jobu or something. Give it a little love to get lucky because the Avs need a little bit of luck in their life right now.
Should have gotten a live chicken.
Yeah, look, I don't think you can get a live chicken from FOCO. But you can definitely get some lucky merch.
What are they even
merch.
Doing there, then?
Selling actual sports merch?
What, that live
chicken? And not doing crimes against animals?
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about, though. If you've seen that movie, you know what happens to that chicken.
Is that a crime? It's probably not.
I have no idea. Anybody in chat want to go look up chicken crimes and let us know?
The legality of where you can do what to a chicken.
Where you can, yeah, exactly. Where you can sacrifice a live chicken.
Oh, you can definitely do that.
I just want to know, like, what the...
Where are
the limits of this
Don't sacrifice a chicken. Go get a bobblehead. Go get something else lucky from FOCO.
Yeah.
Go to FOCO.com.
We all need to go invest in new Lucky Charms.
There you go.
Perfect. New year, new season, new Lucky Charms.
Sold. I think they sell, like, pins, too, if you're into that type of Lucky Charm. They got all sorts of stuff for you. Use code DNVR.
Pins?
Yeah, sure.
Man, we need lucky bobbleheads.
I mean, you can buy bobbleheads, too. That's
what I'm saying. I know that they sell a ton of them.
They sell a ton of weird knickknacks and stuff, too. So you can pick your lucky stuff. check them out, FOCO.com.
Yeah, put that in your search history.
Use the DNVR code to get what you need. We're also brought to you by Game Time. You can go down to the link in the description of this video. You can get tickets. Look, I'm not saying you need to sacrifice a chicken in Ball Arena, but if you want a cheap ticket to get into Ball Arena to sacrifice that chicken, Game Time has got you covered. Up to 60% off face value price from Game Time to get in there.
Chad has taken a turn that I absolutely want to go with.
Also, Game Time, not responsible for any chicken sacrifices, but check them out. Game Time, the link in the description. Get your tickets. Great deals all the way around at Ball Arena and across the country. All right, what is Chad doing now?
Briggsy says he doesn't want to put chicken crimes in his search history. I called him a coward, and then it was asked, what's the worst thing in your search history? And I now think that we should have a segment once every 6 months where Chad tells us what their worst thing in their search history is that they're willing to admit to publicly.
None of these are that bad.
Yeah, let's see. What do we got? I know I just cleared mine recently, so... Let's see here.
Yeah, none of these are that bad.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I've got where can I get a beard massage in here? Shout out Watch Along.
My recent search history, I have GeoGuessr tips if I want to go the nerd route. And then I also looked up a basketball tournament called the Malaysia Agong Cup. Those are probably the weirdest ones. Of late,
Nice. Nice.
Nothing too crazy.
Look, could I get a beard massage was part of a watch along, okay?
It was. It's true.
It was a thing that we've already talked about this publicly because we were trying to figure out how much they cost and what all they entailed.
Just so you know, I do have an answer about the chicken.
Oh, hit us with the... Yeah.
So, it is legal if you own a farm and it's your chicken, but... If it's for religious reasons or rituals, it is illegal.
I mean, this is definitely a ritual, so it's definitely illegal.
Yeah.
You can slaughter a chicken, you just... It has to be under the right circumstances. Got to wine and dine it, I guess.
I also looked up a bunch of different books, because one of my things this year is my goal is to read 10 books. I've already started on my first one of the year, so...
I did look up Don Hertzfeldt, which isn't a bad like lookup, but when you search him, it comes up with the "My Anus is Bleeding" video.
Oh no! I have a bunch of like actors and actresses in movies in my search history because I watch a lot of things and go, "Where's that person from?" and then connect the dots. So yeah. I went through a Wikipedia black hole one night where I learned all about bees.
Okay.
It was crazy. This is several years ago, so I can't tell you anything about it now.
But that night you knew the bees.
It was crazy because there were multiple ongoing cases of people having their bees stolen. What? Because I guess something about the bees was very valuable, and there was like this... People were going around like stealing bees.
Like hives of bees?
Like Yeah, like so.
I got you. I just like, do they just like throw them in their trunk or they like drive down the road with a bunch of angry ass bees?
Yeah, well,
like...
I mean, I imagine there was, I don't know, man. I don't want to get super into this because I don't remember it well enough.
Sure, sure.
I don't remember it well enough to get super into it, but like, if you go look up, like, if you want to add to your search history, like people stealing bees, it was a really big problem in California a few years ago. Because like I'm assuming there was something really valuable about the honey from those specific kinds of bees.
Had some specific quality or whatever, yeah.
Also, I love the idea that the bees would be angry about being stolen, like they know what's going on.
Well, they would. I assume they would because their hive is moved now, and now they gotta fucking, like, go find it.
Where was that bee movie? Why did we get the one that we got? And instead of that, it was a bee. It was a beehive being stolen.
Instead of bee movie, they should have just made Taken a bee movie.
Thank you. Hollywood, we're right here.
I don't know where you are or who you are, but I will find you, and I will sting you.
I want the queen bee to give the Liam Neeson speech. I don't have any money, so if that's what you're after,
I have a particular set of skills.
Exactly.
So the reason bees are getting stolen is because of pollination.
Okay.
They need them to pollinate, and that's the only reason, for their flowers and be able to sell more flowers.
Okay. Oh, beads? No, if there were beads, yeah, no, that would be incriminating search history.
Isn't that just, I mean...
I tell you, my beard has gotten so long, Z keeps threatening to braid my beard in my sleep.
We need Deep Rock Galactic version of AJ confirmed.
I want to braid it to her hair, and you guys are just stuck for 24 hours.
I tell you what. Okay. At some point, I'm gonna make a hockey related bet where I'll let her do it.
Oh god!
And I'll come in with like braids and beads and shit in my beard if I lose it.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be tough to bet against Team Canada anytime soon. The way
I am nervous about our household. Yeah. It is gonna be a quiet day. We're gonna watch. We are going to watch the game together, and then it is going to be. Not great.
I hope you got a long couch, buddy.
If somehow the Americans pull it off, I am never going to stop talking trash. Never.
I hope it works out for you, bud, but yeah. I'm not confident.
I'm going to get real comfy on that couch. I don't have any confidence in this one, though. Connor Bedard... I'm nervous that Connor Bedard is going to end up better than McDavid.
He might be the next one. He might be.
Oh, my God.
It's wild out there. back to this hockey game.
Wait, what questions does your wife have? We're already in this room.
Sure, that's fine. We're off the deep end at this point.
No, I'm devastated that Connor Bedard is coming out west.
Yeah, it's unfortunate how good the West is at being bad right now.
We caught a couple of breaks. Well, we thought we were catching breaks when it was like the Rangers and Devils are winning all these lottos. And then Kako and Lafreniere end up like...
Both don't work out, although I still wonder if that's the Rangers more than anything. But.
Somebody tweeted at me a new hook for Lafreniere, one for one.
I think I'd say no today.
And I was like, oh my God, I would have to seriously consider this.
Like, my first thought is I'd say no today for the Avs. But
see, and I'd say yes.
Anyway... This game, very frustrating one for the Avs. Didn't go their way. But I just can't be plussed. I'm nonplussed about this, AJ.
Yeah.
I think the team will continue forward being fine. And the reality is MacKinnon makes them better. But they're still really in survival mode as they lost E-Rod 10 seconds before this game started.
Yeah.
You're really just trying to survive until you feel confident in their roster as a whole, which you still just don't right now. There's not enough high-end talent, as shown by the second power play unit.
Yeah, and I will just say, just as in general, the 35th or 36th regular season game of any particular season should never matter that much to you.
Pretty deep in the... You're just going through the season at this point.
Yeah.
Part of the season. But.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, it's not like the Avs are doing cataclysmic things. They're still right in the playoff race. St. Louis just lost both of their best forwards today.
And you're talking, that's meaningful because that's a team from behind Colorado that's trying to chase.
And now that's a team that has to say, should we give up and sell at the deadline?
Well, I'm like, they're not going to give up until March 3rd.
Sure, I get that.
And then that will either be, we wave the white flag or we're just going to try to sneak into an eighth spot.
Making up that ground gets a lot harder. Do they lose four or five in a row? You know that thought's crossing their mind.
I mean, breaking the losing streak is important, especially because it's Vancouver.
Sure.
Like... it's one thing we talked again. You lose to LA, you lose to Toronto, you lose to Vegas. You're kind of like, this is a good stretch of games here. Like,
I mean,
these are good teams. You hate that you just lost three games in a row at home. You hate that.
Look, they ended up 7-6-2 in the month of December.
Yeah.
Got to go at least .500 in January. You can't, if you lose to Vancouver, if you lose the next, if you start yourself off 0-2, 0-3.
Well, so it's Vancouver, Edmonton, and then I believe Chicago.
Which is
so you're talking about, look, this can't continue.
Yeah, right.
This can't
continue. You got to start picking up games. And the Avs should know as well as anyone, based on a handful of their last games, it's a lot harder to win from behind. You can't put yourself behind the eight ball with a lot of losses. They got to find a way to start winning games. But if they rattle off 2, 3, 4 wins in the next five.
Oh, it is Florida. And then it's Chicago.
So that's.
Because I know Chicago's there because we talked about it today.
Yeah.
We were talking about trying to go there.
It was the 12th, I think. Yeah.
So Florida is a rough one. Yeah.
But you're not asking for perfect percentages. You're just saying, hey, win every other game. You'd like probably win 600 instead of 500, but you're not killing yourself if you're winning 500 until you get Manson, whoever back. What pick your poison.
Yeah.
And the problem, I get the problem there. February's going to hit, and it's going to be, you don't have time to wait for guys to get back anymore. Yeah. You have to start winning games.
February's still the timeline here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know everybody's freaking out about the Landeskog's not even close to skating. Well, he wasn't scheduled to be.
Yep.
Guys, he was never scheduled to start skating on January 2nd. So.
I don't know. We got some super chats to get to here, and then we'll dip out.
I will say, somebody in chat said that they wanted a pod of the two of us talking about things unrelated to hockey.
You got a lot of that.
I have tried to float the idea of us doing an off day show where we put up a 5-minute timer. You guys give us a topic
and we just go.
We talk about that topic for exactly 5 minutes, whatever it is, and then move on.
Yeah, but this has to be like an off-season show, and that is at the end of every 5 minutes we do a shot.
Oh, I like this idea. That sounds fun. I tell you, all the times that you get accused of being drunk on the pod, it'd be great for it to actually be true for once.
Let them see what I actually look like, Smash.
Yeah. They could have been a fly on the wall while we were playing games the other day.
$5 from Sasha.
Hippo character waves goodbye with the words next time behind him.
Thank that feels Sasha. Appropriate.
Yeah, it does. $2 from the Schick, who says, me watching this game sounding like Tim Taylor.
All the grunts. Yeah. I love that one.
And then $5 from Chronic Bacon, who says, are the Avs at a point where they need to trade for a goal scorer? Maybe Gerard and a new hook involved. If so, why do you think they trade for? Thanks.
My same response to this every single time. Okay, you've traded Gerard, you've traded new hook. Let's say you traded for Brock Besser. I'm out
on this already.
You've traded. Okay, great. You have Brock Besser. Now who's playing in defense? Because you didn't get anybody back for Sam Gerard. So who's next in the AHL? Now you guys think Sam Gerard is bad. Wait till Keaton Middleton is playing next to Eric Johnson.
The Avs are going to make a trade for Erod as a goal scorer when he gets healthy that costs them nothing. They're going to make a trade for Val Nichushkin as a goal scorer that costs them nothing. They're going to make a trade for Gabe Landeskog as a goal scorer that costs them nothing. When these guys get healthy, they're going to have goal scorers. I don't know what to tell you.
They've got a 30-goal scorer and... Erod and a 20-goal scorer in Nuke on his way back. Yep. 30-goal scorer was Landy for the record.
Erod on pace for 20 this year, for the record. And they have these guys coming back, and I get it. I get it's hard to be patient and waiting for these guys to come back.
Yeah, I mean, we've said this before. If they never get healthy, then they miss the playoffs.
And if Landy comes back and McKinnon gets hurt again or something, then yeah, they're screwed.
Yeah, but at the moment, not a single one of these injuries at the moment. Not a single one of these injuries has been labeled as season ending.
Yep. Not a single one has been labeled past the end of February.
So until we get any kind of an update that these injury timelines extend beyond February, extend much beyond January, I'm not making up this fantastic scenario in which their entire top six plays 0 minutes together this year.
If that scenario happens, no trade you're making is replacing all those dudes.
Right. Well, because you don't have enough assets for you to dig deep into the pool.
Right. And
you did that last year.
You can make one banger trade, maybe. And maybe even that is like a Jonathan Toews level guy who's very good. But
you can make a banger of a deal knowing that, one, you're not keeping that guy in the offseason. Yep. And
you're all in.
Two, like they had better be healthy when they make that deal. Otherwise, they're making that trade with a hurt roster. You're talking about what the fuck is the point?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, let's get to our king of the game. I don't even know who it is.
So it's Mac.
Sure, that he's played really well. I have no problems with that.
That back check?
Yeah, straight up stopped a grade A opportunity.
And for
the
record, that counts as a high danger chance. They don't even get a shot on goal on.
Yep.
So,
Mac was dope tonight. It needed some help. The Avs didn't get the bounces. The Avs didn't execute quite well enough. And Vegas got some stuff to go their way. That's hockey, baby.
Yeah. If this wasn't happening in the middle of a losing streak, this game would be like, wow, that really sucked. But because it's the fourth game of a four-game losing streak, you're like me. Like, you're just like, all right, I'm going to spike my phone.
I have had enough of the bullshit.
Yeah. I'm super over this.
Who would the banger trade be for? Ask at the deadline, because they don't want to do it before the deadline.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, pick whichever name that you want, man. Like. This is all, we're all just making this up anyway.
The Avs have another month and a half of doing their diligence and research on guys before they actually make the move.
Well, and then you have the conversation of what do they even need? Well, how do you know what they need until they've played together?
Yep.
It's easy to look and say, oh, well, they need a 2C, but what happens if Evan Rodriguez takes flight between Landeskog and Nichushkin?
Yep.
And all of a sudden is a 65-point player. Do you really need a 2C then?
It's... And again,
now you're talking about you need like a third right wing.
And like, again, if you wake up tomorrow and the Avs have changed their tune, they're suddenly like, well, three of these guys are out until March, like April.
They it's had like, surgery again.
Yeah. Then it's like, okay, you start thinking about those type of things.
Yeah. Well, and but, at that point, you're like, we're not trading the first round pick for anything.
Right.
Because we're not making the postseason and getting as high as possible in this, in this draft class is something we care about.
Yeah. So,
so yeah,
you can't, you need more information before you start going anywhere in the trade market as Colorado. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get out of here.
Let's go grunt at some people on the corner. Although it's Colfax, we might want to be careful.
We're going to get grunted back at. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. We will definitely get reciprocal grunts. I kind of want to title that. That should be the title of the pod. Reciprocal Grunts.
Reciprocal Grunts. The new album from DNVR Avalanche. We love y'all. We're back with a regular show.
We can take a picture now. With
tomorrow?
All of us.
Are we off tomorrow? I don't know.
We don't have. We haven't figured out which day we're off. So you guys are going to find out on the day of which day we've decided to take
off. One of these days we're off. If not, catch us at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the usual place. Like and subscribe. Go follow us on the Twitters or wherever it is you get your info. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Ulmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.